And three, it's Milwaukee Academy of Science. My pick as the best team in the state, irregardless of divisions. Freedom is second. Lake Mills is third. Lakeside Lutheran is fourth. Dominican is fifth. Checking in this week for the first time. They were unranked last week. So first time at number six is Racine Lutheran, who we will see tomorrow night. We'll see how long they can hold on to being a ranked team. Now they're the hunted, as Dylan Dooley would say.
Did St. Cats drop completely out of the rankings?
Totally, totally. So in Division Four, it's Mineral Point, followed by Aquinas, Milwaukee Juneau. Bondowi is fourth. Kohler is fifth. And finally in Division Five, it's Sheboygan Lutheran, followed by Royal, Pacelli, Loyal, and River Ridge. So those are your top teams in each of the five divisions. And I think, did I mention? I think I did, yeah. Racine Park came up the two spots from number seven to number five this week. So that's where we're at with the coaches poll for this week. So tomorrow night, as I mentioned to Dylan, our last game for 24, WRJN Racine. And that tomorrow night, we will have a different Cavalier team than we saw last year, where they would step on the court and most teams would say, well, I hope we can stay. I hope we can stay within 15 of them. They have lost games already this year.
Yeah, I got to see them in person once already, and I seen them on YouTube a second time. So, you know, they're definitely not the team they were last year. I will say they are much more defensive heavy this year, but they... you know, they're still a very good team and a team that you can't take lightly by any means. They still put up a lot of points, and they've improved heavily on defense.
Well, we'll see them firsthand tomorrow against a team that beat a team in the conference that most people thought. And again, for all our listeners, all we're saying is, as of right now, Lutheran has the upper hand on the Angels of St. Catharines, but it's a long season. And again, Dylan and I talked about this. So you got Racine Lutheran that beats St. Catharines. St. Catharines comes back on Tuesday night, beats Martin Luther, who we just talked about was 5-0, undefeated in conference, and beat them by 14. So again, I don't think St. Catharines is going away.
No, and one thing to, I think, kind of acknowledge, too, that is not really thought of, Dominican is in that conference as well, and they've yet to play Lutheran or St. Catharines. So I think, you know, they've been kind of the underdog, maybe, I guess you could say, or the forgotten gem within that conference, and they've put up 100 points three times this year. So they definitely are a force to be reckoned with, and those matchups with both Lutheran and St. Catharines will be very important for conference standings as well as we head down the stretch into 2025.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is a lot of those teams are in the same sectional.
Yeah, Milwaukee Academy of Science, St. Catharines, Dominican, Martin Luther, they all play in the same sectional. They all go into the same thing, and you know, unfortunately, one team makes it out of that quadrant.
And I already mentioned who I think is the best team in the state, and they're in that sectional, and that's Milwaukee Academy of Science, because they've already, looking at doing my homework, looking at their track record so far, they've already blown out two Division I teams already this year.
Yeah, Stana. I mean, we had them in that Thanksgiving showcase at Racine Case that Marcus West put on, and they put on a showcase of their own, really exhibiting why they should not be taken lightly, regardless what division they're playing.
Yeah, they handled Verona very easily that game, up by almost 30 in the first half. So, again, as I've kind of gone on record, and I believe Travis Wilson has mentioned it too in his Wiss Sports Minute that he puts on every week, that he said the same thing irregardless of any division. He thinks MAS is the best team in the state. So until someone proves us differently, I guess we're going, to keep saying that. But, again, it should be an exciting one tomorrow. And I've talked to Coach Main, Tony, a couple times since the departure of the two. And I kidded him, and he said, no, you're right. I told him, well, now you got to start coaching. And he didn't think, I was kind of, it was kind of jokingly that I said it. And he said, no, you are right. I got to coach now. So you said you've seen him in person already? So they're more on the defensive end than...
Yeah, I mean, they can still put up points, but one thing about their team last year was they're very lackadaisical on defense because, well, between the two, we could put up 100 points a night. Who cares?
Yeah.
We give up 80, no big deal. We'll score 100. But this year, they've really locked down on the defensive end. I seen them play Cudahy the first game of the season, and I've watched them on YouTube, one or two more times. I like when schools put up feeds of the game, and I'm able to watch. If we don't have a game that night, I go on YouTube, I look up, high school basketball and see who's all playing, and there's multiple games that I'm able to check out throughout a night, which is a nice feature, whether it's YouTube, a stream like Mixler, just having outlets for us to be able to tune into games. But yeah, I'd say they're much heavy on defense this year, and we'll see what they're able to do against that high-powered Racine Lutheran offense.
So it's 33-24 here. Halftime just about over. 9-point lead for the Park Panthers, trying to stay undefeated in conference. And they would hand the Case Eagles their second loss in conference with a win tonight.
Yeah, and that's something that, looking towards the outlook of the conference, that's a huge loss for them. We seen them against Franklin, and this loss here would be huge as well.
Well, we'll see as halftime is coming to a close here. And looking down the road here, next up for Case will be a non-conference game. They'll play in that Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic at UW Parkside. And they will play Wilmont in that game. Park's next ball game, an interesting one, Dylan, is a non-conference game on December 27th against Union Grove, at Union Grove. Interesting that Coach Redklin would put that game. It's been on there before, then it was off. So now Coach Redklin came back and evidently wants that tough competition back on there.
Yeah, it's a big matchup for them, and one that they can kind of go towards the end of the year and say, hey, look, we beat this team, or we lost by one to this team, and it's just one of those morale boosters. Why don't we go over, okay, unofficial scoring?
Unofficial scoring. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, no problem, Dick. Park Panthers are on top here, 33-24. Leading the way for them, Jackson Moss on 15 points. I thought Coach said he was 13 away from 1,000.
13 away.
So he did surpass it. They didn't take a timeout or announce it or anything, but I have him for 15 so far on seven field goals. Isaiah Robinson with 5, Jacob Freeman with 5, Jamarion DeLeon with 2. And for the Racine Case Eagles, Michael Farr with 6, Anthony Bull with 6, Caden Williams with 4, Meso Collins with 4, and Miles McEwain with 3.
All right, so we're ready to get the second half underway here. 33-24. Park with the lead. Becker throws it into Becker. Back to Becker. Cam to Cole. Now it's in Robinson's hands at the top of the key. He gives it up to Cole Becker. He's looking for somebody to get it to Moss. Moss gets it inside. Can't get it to go. But Robinson hunts it down. Fire knocks it out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Park Panthers. Just underway here, 17:44 to go in our second half. Robinson with the basketball now, throws it over to Gwynn. Gwynn back in there now, having foul trouble in the first half. Now they try to go down low to Moss. They do. He puts it up. Can't get it to go, but drew the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And Dylan's going to say, believe it or not, this is the first time. 1 for 2. Yeah, I thought he had been at the line. He'll get two. First one up is good. Got the roll from the rim to make it 34-24. Second one also good. So make it 35-24. Park with the lead. As Fire brings it across. He's got Bull on the other wing. Williams in the corner, gets it now. And he's going to put up that three. Barely hit the rim. And here comes Robinson the other way, down two. Jackson Moss, oh, he teased me. I thought for sure he was going to stuff that, and he didn't. 37-24, Park with the lead. Now Bull will take it across the timeline. And maybe they'll give Fire the chance to shoot. Fire with the basketball now. Being guarded by Robinson. Now they give it up to Bull. Bull's guarded by Betker. His shot up is good. So Cole Betker gives up the three to Bull. And it's 37-27. That's how you get back in a game real quickly, hitting threes. Robinson walks it up for the Panthers. They lead by 10. 16-29 to go. Now Moss with the basketball. Moss driving in, spin move. Now gives it in the corner to Robinson. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Collins. To Bull. Then they go across court to Williams. Now it goes into the hands of Farr. And Farr pulls it back out at the top of the key. 16 minutes to go. Now Bull. Being double teamed. Gets it over to Williams. Then Williams throws to Lewis on the wing. And now Bull with a turnaround shot. No good. Rebound to one of the Betker brothers. And here comes Betker the other way, putting up a scoop shot that's no good. Robinson trying to get it. And now Farr's going to bring it up. As the Eagles took it away. Bull from the corner. The three-pointer's good. Boy, you better get a hand in his face. It's now 37-30. Here comes the Eagles. Robinson with the basketball now. It's a little screen from Moss. Now gives it to Betker. Now they go to Moss. Moss coming inside, putting it up and scoring. Jackson Moss with a big basket there for the Panthers to make it 39-30. Under 15 to play now in our second half. Fire with the basketball, looking for somebody. Gives it up to Williams. Now I think we got to travel, and we do. On Johnson, on Lewis. So it'll be Cam Betker to inbound. To Robinson. Now they go across court. Bull tried to save it, almost did. So Robinson will inbound. And gets it into Gwynn. He's been quiet tonight. Gwynn with the basketball now. Gives it up to Robinson at the top of the key. Now back to Gwynn. Gwynn on the drive. Loses it. It's on the floor. Going to have a jump ball. And that'll go over to the Case Eagles. 14-12 to play in regulation. And they get it into Williams from Bull. Across the timeline. Now comes back to Farr at the top of the key. Now Farr gives it up on the wing to Bull. Now back to Farr. Farr's shot looks good, and it is. It's a three-pointer to make it 39-33, a six-point lead for the Park Panthers. As Gwynn now with the basketball, brings it across to Becker. Becker gives it up to Robinson. Now they go down low to Becker. He puts it up and scores. That's Cam Becker with the basket to make it 41-33. Nice ball movement and play making by Robinson that time for the Panthers. Now Michael Farr with the basketball. Gives it up to Williams. And then Williams goes on the wing to Lewis, and Lewis brings it all the way out to give it to Williams. Now Williams getting a screen. Now gets it to Farr. No look pass. Could not be handled by Collins. And now taken away by Bull. Bull coming all the way down. Has it stripped away by Moss. So back and forth we go with the strips. Now it's back into the hands of the Panthers. 41-33. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good by Cam Becker. And Farr with the basketball. Throwing it down. And it's intercepted by Cam Becker down to Robinson. He'll put up a scoop shot that's no good. And the rebound to Collins. Stripped on the floor. Still on the floor. Now Moss picks it up. And he has it taken away. Taken away by Williams. Foul's going to come up now here. That foul's on Moss, his second. Team first.
That's the worst foul, Dick. 90 feet from the basket.
Yes. I don't know what you have them for, but they have them for 21 up there. Jackson Moss, yep. So we're right on top of things. Farr brings it in. Down to 12-20 to play in regulation. 41-33, Park with the lead. Now he gives it up. Farr does to Bull on that wing. Bull brings it out to the top of the key. He wants to shoot. Comes in, puts up a floater. That's no good. And two players are down on the floor. A Panther and an Eagle. And now we got a timeout. And it's Cole Becker that went down with Bull. So it's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lathrop, more than just a gas station. Your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up to visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. L-I-E-U-N-G-H.
All right, back to live action here. Possession by the Park Panthers went out of bounds as they had three bunnies underneath and couldn't convert any of them, so it goes back over to the Case Eagles. 11:42 to go in regulation. 41-33. Park with the lead. Here comes Bull all the way down. Bulls still with the basketball on the wing. Now throws it across court to Lewis. Lewis's shot no good. And a rebound to Gwynn. Gwynn will take it all the way up. And then he has it stripped away. Here comes Farr. Farr dishes it off. Can't get it to go. Put back is good by Farr to make it 41-35. So very sloppy play there by the both teams. Park, especially once they had that 9-point lead, you think they would have run a little more discipline of an offense. But now here's Robinson all the way down, puts up a shot that's no good, and they're going to call a player control foul on Isaiah Robinson. Michael Farr helped out with the call. That I don't like, but so here comes Case. This is when they're dangerous. They're down by only six now. A three will make it a one-possession ball game. Farr with the basketball now. Gets a little screen from Johnson. Now gives it up to Bull. Bull now on the drive. Tried to go across court. And Gwynn knocked it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Eagles. 10:35 to go. So the inbound all the way across court to Farr. Farr now on the drive. Gives it up in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And Moss smartly lets it go out of bounds. So Jackson Moss will inbound. 10:22 to go in regulation. Moss with the basketball now, gives it back to Robinson, and then they go across court to Boettger. Boettger now gives it up to Moss, and they go in the corner to Gwynn. Gwynn now on the drive, gets it back out to Moss. He tried to throw it inside to Freeman, and Freeman couldn't handle it, and here comes Bull the other way. Now he gave it right to Boettger. Here comes Robinson. Robinson all the way down, puts it up and scores. Isaiah Robinson with a big two-pointer to make it 43-35, 9:45 to go. Trying to not give up the three. Now here's a three that's no good by Farr. Airballed it, and Moss with the rebound. Robbins says give it to him in the corner. The three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Zari Gwynn. And a timeout called. 46-35. It's a full timeout. We'll step away then.
At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they're there to assist you with any feature or functionality questions you may have. You can visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online, request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. Stop in their showroom at 3161 South 108th Street in West Dallas. That's Gordy Boucher Lincoln. No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life, however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more about Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life at 2YearWealth.com. Call 262-554-400 for an obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. The personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish & Rotier are committed to excellence and the interest of their clients, whom they've helped through the complexity of the legal process. They're dedicated to protecting your rights and your livelihood and will be there to assist you every step of the way. With 13 offices throughout Wisconsin, Habish, Habish & Rotier are there when you need them. Injured, you're one click away from help at www.habish.com. Call for a free consultation at 800-242-2874. That's Habish, Habish & Rotier. National reputation, hometown service.
It
Looking for a great atmosphere and mouthwatering food? The goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from appetizers to burgers, sandwiches like Mom Made Them Entrees, fish fry, and specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event.
All right, back to live action here. Bull to inbound. Possession with the Case Eagles. They trail by 11 now. 9:05 to go. In regulation, Bull to inbound. Gets it in a fire. It'll probably be a two-man game here. Getting quickly to that point. Fire passes over to Lewis. Lewis now gives it back to Bull, and he's bottled up. They're going to call a jump ball, a possession arrow to the Park Panthers. So this is something I'd be doing, Dylan, on both Bull and Fire. When they get the ball, double them. All right, Robinson will bring it across. We're under nine to play. They get it back to Robinson. Now to Moss. Now Robinson from the corner. His three-pointer's good. Isaiah Robinson with the three-pointer to make it 49-35. And full court pressure. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Moss takes it away from Farr, and he fouls Moss to keep him from making the layup. So Moss will go to the line to shoot two with 8:29 to go. He's 3 for 4, so he's been pretty steady. First one up. Shooter's touch is good. So they're at the 50 mark. 50 to 35. Williams checks back in for Lewis. For the Case Eagles. Moss to get the second now. Fouled in the act of shooting. That last foul again was on Fire. That was his second. Second one's also good. 51-35, a 16-point lead now for the Park Panthers. Fire with the basketball, gives it up to Bull. He goes over to Williams at the top of the key. Williams looks like he wants to drive in. Now needs somebody to give it to. Gives it back to Collins. Now it's almost taken away. Now Collins inside. Oh. Collins with the jam to tell us it's not over yet. 51-37. Now Robinson with a three-pointer that's airballed. And the Eagles try to keep it. And they do, and then it's taken away. And he's out of bounds, so it'll go back over to the Park Panthers. So nice play by the Park Panthers, as that was Jacob Freeman that saved the ball for the Panthers. 51-37. Gwynn comes in and scores. Zari Gwynn with two to make it 53-37. Now Moss takes it away. And then Bull takes it away from him. Here comes Collins again. That jam is good. Two-handed. Had to wait for it to go down, but 53-39. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's no good. Tip-up is good. Tip-up is good by Moss. Jackson Moss with the basket on the tip. So that fouls on Collins, his fourth, team third. So 25 for Moss. He can make it 26 here. And he does. 56-39. Park with the lead. And Williams takes it coast to coast for the Eagles on that layup to make it 56-41. Now Isaiah Robinson's going to take his time taking it across, then accelerates. Now Bull has it as he intercepted, and the shot up is good by Fenderson. So credit Bull with the anticipation steal and gave it up, the no-look pass to Fenderson for the layup to make it 56-43. Now we got Bull for a reach-in. That's his first, team fourth. So it'll be Freeman the inbound with 6:35 to go. Still plenty of time. Now Bull took it away again and scores. Very sloppy play inbounding that time by the Park Panthers. And it's 56-45. Gwynn bringing it all the way down. Puts up a scoop shot. And count the basket. Count the basket by Zaire Gwynn. Zaire Gwynn with the scoop shot. And now he'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play. First time for Zari tonight. Unofficially 7 points. And it stays at seven as Farr's back in the game now. He got the rebound. Spin move by Farr, puts it up and scores. Nice move by Michael Farr to make it 58-47. Down to six to play now. Zaire Gwynn bringing it down quickly. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good. Airballed by Robinson. And Farr steps on the line. Baseline violation. So goes back over to Park. 5:59 to play in regulation. Robinson trying to get it in. Gets it in to Becker. That's Cole Becker. Now comes back to Moss, who goes down low. Now to Cam Becker. Cam Becker goes to Moss. Now from the corner, Gwynn with the three-pointer. And we... So we had some kind of violation, I guess, by the Case Eagles. Travel. So here comes Farr again with it. 5:40 to play. Farr on the drive. And they're going to play a control foul on Michael Farr coming up. That's his fourth. Team sixth. So Gwynn gets it into Moss. Moss back to Gwynn. And Gwynn goes to Robinson. Now to Becker. Becker goes along low to Moss. He puts it up no good. And someone's going to go to the line to shoot two. Jackson Moss again. The foul's on Lewis, his third, team seventh. So bonus the rest of the way for the Panthers. First one up. Shooter's touch is good by Jackson. Unofficially now 27 for Jackson. Second one up is all net. Good, 28 he's got. 60-47. 5:18 to go. Here comes the Case Eagles. And a tripping foul coming up on Isaiah Robinson. That'll only be their third foul. That's his second, though. Well, somebody from Case has to take it out. There we go. Bull inbound it to Farr. Clock starts up as we're closing in on 5 minutes to go. Farr now inside to Bull. Very nice play. Give and go. Now Becker goes to Becker. Almost a trap, and he did. He traveled. Cam Becker with the travel. So one last run for the Case Eagles. See if they can do it. Bull gets it in. To Williams. Now Williams comes back to Bull. Now Bull to Williams. His scoop shot up is good. And Case calls a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here and remind you that we have one more game in 2024 to bring to you. And that'll be tomorrow night from the Lutheran Gymnasium, where the St. Thomas Cavaliers will visit the Lutheran Crusaders. Racine Lutheran undefeated in the MCC. And they'll be playing a totally different Cavalier team from a year ago that had two Division I basketball players on it. So Park's going to inbound here and see what they do. Case trying to hang in there. 4:42 to go in regulation. It's a 9-point lead. And taken away, but out of bounds is Fenderson on the play. So Cole Becker will try it again for the Panthers. Gets it into Robinson, and they triple team him. Gets it to Moss, and then down to Gwynn. Zari Gwynn with the one-handed jam to make it 62-51. And now the Panthers take it away again. Moss down to Becker. Becker to Moss, and he wasn't ready for it. A little bit too much showboating there. 62-51, though. Zari Gwynn with a one-handed jam for the crowd. So Case inbounds it, and Fenderson will bring it across. 62-51, Fenderson, and he traveled. So it'll go back over to Park with 4:09 to play in regulation. Cole Becker gets it into Robinson, and then Robinson gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. So Robinson at the line for a 1-1. Well, for one for Isaiah. The last foul was on Fenderson, his first. Team eighth. Checking back in is Collins for Fenderson for the Eagles. First one up by Isaiah is good. Makes it 63-51. Second one up is no good. According to the scoreboard, he still needs 2 points to amass the 1,000-point mark. Here's Bull with the basketball now. 3:55 to go. Give and go. Taken away by Robinson, but they're going to call him for a foul. Tried to take it away from Collins. It'll just be, they're going to say it's a shooting foul? No, it's out of bounds. They're not even close yet to shooting free throws. So far to inbound. Trying to get it to Bull. Gets it to Lewis, and then it's taken away, and another foul called. Let's see if that one's on Isaiah. Got to start watching it now. It's on Isaiah. That's his fourth.
And they printed out a bunch of Isaiah Robinson 1,000-point sign, but he may foul up before they hit that.
Yep. All right, at the line is Lewis. First one up is no good. Get the second now. That one's no good. Rebound to Moss. Boy, has he played a game tonight for the Park Panthers. Moss all the way down, though, gets it to Robinson. And Robinson will go to the line again. He's got an opportunity right here. Checking back in for Fenderson will be Collins. So a 1-1. First one up is no good. So he's still at 11. Farr with the basketball. Farr down quickly, and it's good to Williams to make it 63-53. Now Gwynn with the basketball. We're down to 3:20 to play in regulation. Gwynn passes over to Cole Becker. Back to Robinson now. Robinson on a drive down to Moss. Moss puts it up and scores. Teased us a little bit. I thought maybe we'd see a jam, but was a one-handed floater down. 65-53. Dylan Dooley just told me 30 for him. Here's Bull now. Tries to go in the corner, knocked out of bounds by the Park Panthers. 2:54 to go. So Bull inbound too far. Firing out a Bull in the corner. His three-pointer is no good. And a rebound to Isaiah Robinson. Isaiah coming all the way down. Puts up a bunny. That's no good. Gets his own rebound. Was going to put it up. Now he'll go to the line. He'll have another opportunity. He'll get two shots this time. That foul was on Farr, and that's five on him. Michael Farr is done for the night. So Robinson at the line for two. First one's no good. So Isaiah to get the second, fouled in the act. Second one up is good. So Case inbounds, fires out of the game now. 2:30 to go, 66-53. Now taken away by Gwynn. He'll put it up and score. So that falls on Williams, his second. Team 10th basket was good. So 68-53. Put back by Moss is good. I don't know what Case was thinking. Now Moss steals it again. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Robinson gets it back. It'll go back over to the Case Eagles. They're trying everything they can to get Robinson that 13th point. Still got plenty of time though, 2:12. Lewis with the basketball now. Takes it across and gives it to Johnson. Johnson pulls up for the three, that's no good. Putback is good though by Collins. And now Robinson with the basketball. Robinson taking it across. And they'll call a foul. Now he'll get two more. He'll get two because double bonus. Fouls on Collins, or correction, on Williams, his third. So let's see if Isaiah can do it here. He needs 1 point to amass the 1,000th mark. It's up and good. So Isaiah Robinson with 1,000 points. And his students are giving him an ovation.
Some of the parents are holding their little infants up in the air. All the students got these posters made up for him. Pretty cool moment. Dick, that's our second one already this week.
Yeah.
1,000 points.
This week.
A rare occurrence in high school basketball, but we had two this week that were able to amass that 1,000-point mark. Very impressive.
So 71-55. Park starting to feel it now with 1:51 to go. Second one up is also good. Fenderson gets it in to Lewis. Lewis gets it over to Johnson. Johnson on the drive. The scoop shot up is good by Johnson. Make it 72-57. As Moss is going to bring it across. Throws it in the corner to Gwynn. Then Gwynn brings it out to Robinson. Now to Becker. Becker still with the basketball. Now gives it up to Moss. Moss puts it up. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, though. Loses it then. It's on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, I believe. Possession arrow to the Eagles. Checking back in will be Bull now. For Collins, 72-57. 109 to go. I can tell you our player of the game tonight is Jackson Moss of the Park Panthers. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound down to Gwynn. For Park. Gets it to Moss. And they're going to get Will Ortiz, who just came into the game, the 6-foot sophomore guard, for a blocking foul on Moss. But this is our player of the game tonight, Jackson Moss.
Dick, I'd say Jackson Moss might be the most inconsistent free throw shooter that we cover. Tonight he's 9 for 10 from the three-point line. The other night when we covered him, he was 3 for 12 or whatever
right.
It was.
Second one hits the ring, no good, but the rebound comes down to the Panthers, and the three-pointer is no good by Moss. Miguel Elliott, the 6'2" senior forward, is in now for the Park Panthers. Also, Santoya White is back in for Park. As DeLeon inbounds. And they go down low. Lewis at the line. Shoot a double bonus. First one up is good. Second one's no good, but the rebound. Panthers keep it. And then Lewis overlays the putback, and here comes Fenderson the other way on the drive. Fenderson gives it up now to Johnson. Johnson with the three-pointer. That's no good. And a rebound to Lewis. Lewis gets it down quickly to Wright. Knocked out of bounds. With 17 seconds to go. As people start to file out. Santoya White with the three-pointer, that's no good. And the rebound comes down to Tolan Johnson, trying to take it coast-to-coast. He does, and scores. Tolan Johnson, and he's fouled with 8 seconds to go. At the line for one. Free throw's no good. And the rebound comes down to Kamari White for the Panthers, and he loses it out of bounds. Wright does. So it'll go back over to the Case Eagles with 2 seconds to go. 74-59. Park got to win this one. And that's our ball game. The final score, once again, it's the Park Panthers 74, the Case Eagles 59. Our player of the game, Jackson Moss, who ended up with unofficially 33 points. So we're hoping to get Coach Robbins up here tonight. Case will fall to 3-3. Overall, but more importantly, they're now 1-2 in conference. Park improves to 5-1 overall, 3-0 in conference. 74-59 is our score. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
If you missed any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at dgsports.mixer.com. Select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, back at the field house here, 74-59, our final score. Case gets the win.
Park.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Coach. I just wanted to see. I wanted to catch you. Park gets the win, improves to 5-1 overall. More importantly, 3-0 in conference. Case falls to 3-3 overall, 1-2 in conference. Congratulations to Isaiah Robinson on getting his 1,000th point. But our player of the game tonight, and it isn't just because he scored points.
Yeah.
I mean, he handled the ball. He got rebounds. I mean, you've told me about this gentleman all summer. Talk a little bit about him, what all the work he put in.
Yeah, he put in a lot of work. He can handle the ball. He can shoot the ball. He can post up. He can do everything. So he's just kind of like a nightmare to guard on defense. And everybody could see, I think over the past, like, 3-4 games, he's averaging about 26 points. So, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on the opposing team of him.
And you keep starting those two Betker brothers, yeah. And finally, I've got it down. Which one's 4? Which yeah. one's 10?
Yep.
Because learned very early on in broadcasting, if you have the same name out there, mm-hmm. you better give the first name too, mm-hmm. so they know.
Yep.
And I'm sure the brothers want to know which yeah. one is scoring.
I mix it up too a lot.
Yeah, so we're human, right?
Yep.
So a big win tonight.
Yeah.
It's interesting now. You're off until I think it's the 27th?
Yep, we play Union Grove at Carthage. Yep.
Now, is that the game? Did you start that back up, or has it been continuing?
I think they just matched us up with it in the – I don't know what the showcase is called.
Oh, it's one of the tournaments.
Yep.
So is that the one at Parkside or Carthage?
Both. We play at Carthage on the 27th and then Parkside on the 28th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you guys are all doing holiday tournaments.
Yeah, yep.
And for DG Sports, tomorrow's our last game of 24.
Yeah.
As yep. we will do the Thomas More Cavaliers against the Lutheran Crusaders.
Nice.
And we'll see how that goes. Yeah. So talk a little bit. You got to be happy tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of times to me, you look very calm out there. Mm-hmm. Do you try to stay calm?
Yeah.
Or am I not seeing that you're intense?
No, I'm a pretty calm person, and then your team kind of reflects you. If I'm out there freaking out, they'll freak out too. When Isaiah hit his shot in the corner, I told him his next one was going to fall. He made it, and then he came by me. He said, "You gave me confidence." So just showing kids, like, you don't have to be upset to prove a point.
And I remember him when seeing him for the first time at Case
mm-hmm.
when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
And I said, this kid's going to be – he's yeah. a player.
He is. It was a tough 13 for sure.
Yeah.
But he got it. I think – he had so much pressure on him to get that 1,000 because he's got the balloons here, the banner here. So I know there's a lot of pressure on him, and I know after he got that, he finally had a sigh of relief.
So I got to ask you, what made you bring back the bumblebee, pinstripe, whatever you want to call them, pants that I like? Is it to be different? Because most high school teams, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They maybe have a shooting shirt,
yeah.
and that's it.
The kids actually brought it to me. They said they wanted them last year, so I got that order for them.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I saw that they – I don't know if those were the pants they were because they had a travel game tonight, Case, or if
okay.
they have pants.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they had the pants on too, but yeah. they weren't, you know.
Not as nice as ours, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't striped or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so what do we work on now, Coach, between now and the 27th?
I think just staying consistent. I am going to give these guys some days off to like the 26th. They earned it. They deserve it. Get some fresh legs. But just staying consistent. We got to really just work on limiting turnovers and then making our free throws. I think we did a solid job making free throws.
You did tonight.
Today. But I tell them every time after the game, if we don't make these free throws come February, March, it's not going to be a long march
right.
for us.
Well, Dylan Dooley pointed out that Jackson in the last game we had
yeah.
had a kind of a nightmare of a mm-hmm. night at the free throw line.
Yep.
What did he miss tonight? Maybe one, two at the most? Two.
Yep. And now
and he was there a lot.
Yeah. Every day now, ever since, I think we missed 17 at Franklin on Friday. So every practice, I was like, man, we make like 75 before we leave. It's not just shooting free throws. You got to make them.
Well, we ran into one of your assistants in going back home in Franklin at the one food station. And he said, you had Franklin. You had it in hand, and then it kind of got away, and
yeah.
you got it back in the second half. Mm-hmm. So, hey, conference games
yeah.
on the road are always tough. I don't care what the record is.
Yep, I agree. Especially in Franklin, I hate playing there. They always make shots, and we always miss shots, it seems like. So
they get the break. What's Coach Robbins going to do? You going to spend some time with your family?
Yeah, definitely spending time with my family because I'm off till January 6th. So spend time with my family. Got a 2.5-year-old and a 9-month – or not 9-month – 7-month-old. So just spend time with them, have some fun. Because coaching takes a lot of time from family, but I appreciate all they do and the support they have for me.
But you're off till the 6th, which is interesting
yeah.
because I know the 6th isn't the first Monday
mm-hmm.
of January.
Yeah.
So you're getting a few extra days this year.
Yep. And then we kick off right away on that 7th against Oak Creek. And they're a tough one, too.
So how's the – I haven't really looked at standings other than the teams, the next teams I'm going to cover.
Yeah.
How do the standings look so far in this?
Oak Creek was undefeated, too. I'm not sure their game against Franklin tonight. That's
yeah.
always a tough one.
We tried to bring it up. We couldn't.
Yeah, but they played Franklin tonight, so we'll see. But it'll probably be two undefeated teams come January 7th in conference.
Now, is he a new coach at Oak Creek, or has he been there?
It's his second year.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I believe the old coach went to Catholic Memorial, correct?
Yep. Kyle, yep.
Yeah, so. But you're happy here.
Yeah, definitely.
I love the situation.
Yeah.
You're a Phi Ed teacher at Horlick High School.
Yep.
But you're the head basketball coach here.
Yeah, it's not bad. I get to impact a lot of kids. So I get to impact kids from Horlick. I get to impact kids at Park. So this is what I signed up for. I didn't sign up just to be a basketball coach. I signed up to be a role model, a mentor, all that.
Okay, one last thing. We knew that Farr was going to be a game-time decision, but again, you know, the integrity I have, I'm not going to tell the opposing.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that, too.
You did know that.
Yeah.
So, evidently, man, he went.
He's a good player. He went to Horlick his freshman year, so I built a good relationship.